今日の文法はなくなる。
Now, this expresses the idea that someone or something is not in some state anymore, if that kind of makes sense. Or someone or something doesn't do that thing anymore. So, naru means to become. And this is a concept that took me a while to get, but it became that state of something not being done, if that makes sense. But we're going to give you some examples to kind of make this clear. Naomi-sensei, お願いします。
タコ君、動かなくなってたんだ。
The octopus didn't move anymore.So, let's take a look at the sentence with the verb, 動く, to move, in a dictionary form.
タコが動く。
The octopus moves. So, he's doing very well. Then,
タコが動かない。
The octopus doesn't move. And then we have,
タコが動かなくなる。
The octopus doesn't move anymore.
It became that situation.
So, the second one where we translated the octopus doesn't move was just to show you how we're getting there.But what happened here was, when they first had the octopus, タコが動く, the octopus moves. But then, after the temperature got too hot, the octopus is moving faster, and then all of a sudden,
動かなくなった.
So it kind of passed away, and so it became the situation where it doesn't move anymore.
So became っていうのがポイントだと思います.
Yeah.Okay, now, again, this is a very important concept, and one that, if you have the PDF, will be a lot clearer to see some more examples. There's also really another good example that we don't have time that you can get inside the PDF. Stop by. Also, the review track. If you get the review track, because this one is a little, there's a couple tongue twisters today. ありとあらゆる.
And なくなる.
Yeah.
動かなくなる.
動かなく, 動かなくなる. A couple tongue twisters in there that the review track should help you get through.
そういえば、ナオミさん。
はい。
残業しなくなりましたよね。
私ですか?
はい。
あ、わかりましたか?
はい。今まではしていたのに、しなくなりましたね。
So it has become that Naomi-sensei doesn't do overtime work anymore.
まあ、少しはまだしてますよ。I still do some overtime.
ありがとうございます。
まあ、これからしなくなると思います。
But from here on out, it looks like it's going to vanish completely.